And now, Superstation Crest brings you football action. From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, the Crest sports team is ready to bring you another of the top football games in North Missouri. And now, football action on Superstation Crest.
Here at Unionville, Missouri, we are getting set for the national anthem here on Superstation Crest.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students of the Putnam County R1 School District in Unionville are proud of their athletes for their teamwork, good sportsmanship, and hard work during every event. These same athletes show that same determination in the classroom. The Midgets are dedicated to their studies and to their future. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Putnam County R1 School in Unionville encourages all Midgets to keep up the good work in everything they do. Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Here on Regional Radio, previewing the Putnam County Milan football game, talking now with Milan head coach John Dabney. And coach, 4-0 to start the year this season. What's been clicking for the team so far in general?
I just think everybody's just more relaxed, a little more experienced, have weathered the storm a little bit the last year and a half or whatever, and just we've hung in there together, and not my first rodeo, but for some of those guys that have been gaining experience the last couple of years, obviously it's their first one. So they've not only grown physically, but I think just mentally, and they play everything together in other sports, and just a lot of cohesiveness, and which brings a lot of balance all across the board and all three phases of the game.
Absolutely, and one of the other phases I wanted to ask you about was the defense, obviously holding teams to 14 points and under so far this season, and what's been working on the defensive side of the ball? I know you mentioned cohesion and everything, but is there anything else that's working on the defensive side?
Just a lot of good athletes. Starts with good players, and it takes kids, those same kids, getting in there and really diving into their scout reports and watching film, and then that makes it easier when you get to the field to actually practice against those different things, and just kids really wanting to, you know, get locked in, get online with the other team's offense, and, you know, react to anything new that you've never seen before.
Talking with Milan head football coach John Dabney right now, previewing the Putnam County Milan game. And you obviously have some nice depth in the backfield with your running backs. How nice is it to be able to have that depth and to know that all three guys you can rely on?
It's fantastic. I mean, it's you just have to see how you play your cards and how the chess pieces, you know, play out. And then we have different schemes for everything that we do.
Obviously, with the Putnam County game, a rivalry game with a pretty solid team, what are going to be some keys for you guys to get this win?
Oh, man, same things every week. Take care of the football, and, you know, play solid defense and special teams, and just no hiccups in the special teams, and go out there and react and play as fast as you can, play with effort. Don't worry about mistakes, and try not to change who you are. Continue to go out and play the game the way you've been playing the game, and there'll be adversity. Go out there and handle it and move on and learn from whatever it is, and just it's a 48-minute game.
All right, Milan head coach John Dabney. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representing several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation is a proud supporter of the Milan Wildcats and Putnam County Midgets.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the Business Loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Nehmer Telecom members, this message is for you. Join Nehmer Telecom CEO, Board of Directors, and employees at their 61st annual meeting Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School. This year's theme is Building Better Broadband, and that's exactly what Nehmer has been doing. Doors open at 4:30 with a free dinner, followed by the annual meeting at 6:30. All members get a goodie bag and a chance to win huge cash prizes of $500, $750, or $1,000. Remember, Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School. Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Here on Regional Radio, talking to Putnam County head coach Clyde Bondi ahead of their matchup this week against an undefeated Milan team. And coach, hit a bit of a struggle the past couple weeks. Where do you feel the team is at right now coming in to week five?
You know, our spirits are still good. Our losses have been our own doing. We've just made a few big mistakes in key places and haven't been able to bring it together and get the win. Our play is pretty good. We'll drive the ball on you. We can pass the ball on you some, but turnovers, interceptions, just letting big plays behind us on defense. I mean, but with all that being said, our spirits are still good. We're still playing some pretty good football. We've just got to learn to minimize our mistakes.
And you mentioned the defense there for a second. I know you and I talked around week two about how you do have a young defense. How do you feel they have progressed so far this season?
Hey, we've got kids in the right spots. They'll come out. They'll hit you. They work hard. Their heads are up. They know that there's certain things they need to fix. Big plays. That's what's getting us. And, we just got to do better about knowing – what to expect on, down and distance and those sort of things. And we're getting better. We're progressively getting better.
And offensively, wanted to hit on that for a second as well. You talked about kind of limiting those turnovers. How's kind of the backfield working out with the running game thus far?
We're getting better. It's a new system for these kids. And, they're starting to figure it out. And I really believe when this all clicks, it'll come together, and we're going to be pretty tough offensively. It just hasn't completely clicked, but we're getting better. Just we got to hold on to the football, and that's number one thing right there for us.
Yeah, absolutely, and Milan comes in playing pretty well right now. They obviously have a lot of momentum heading into this game. How do you approach a game against a tough opponent like this coming into this week?
Well, you can throw the records out the window when it comes to this ball game. You know, this has been a rivalry way before me. It'll be here long after me and these players. You just know, both these schools know, when these two schools go head-to-head, you know, it's going to be a battle. So that's, we just approach it, hey, you know, it's Milan week. And the kids, they know we've got to play up.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure it makes it a little bit easier for you as a coach to get the team ready and awake for a game like this because of the rivalry.
Yeah, you know, I don't have to. You know, I don't have to pump them up. I don't have to get them going. They're ready to go. You know, there's a year's worth of bragging rights at stake during this game. And, yeah, us coaches, we don't have to say a whole lot as far as the mentality aspect. So.
And I know you mentioned not turning the ball over. Do you have any other keys going into the Milan game?
You know, we've got to run our game. Sometimes we get behind and we try to go to something else just to try to make something happen. And you know what? We've just got to stick to what we do and make it work.
All right. Putnam County Head Coach Clyde Bondi. Coach, thanks for joining us for the pregame.
Yep, thank you very much.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition. And that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
We're live at Putnam County High School here in Unionville, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com, getting set for the Milan and Putnam County rivalry football game here for some Week 5 football action. The captain's out at midfield right now for the coin flip, and stands are filling up pretty well in front of me on the Putnam County side and on the other side for Milan as well. So both these fans know how big of a rivalry game this is between the two teams, only about 30 miles separating the two schools, and certainly has a history as well. Milan has done a pretty good job, at least in this rivalry. They are looking for their first 5-0 start since 2014, but also have been 5-2 in the last 8 years. They didn't play in 2015, but they have played every year since, and it really has been all Milan. And that was back in the 2011 through 2014 run that they had, which was just dominant football. They had over 33 players that made All-State throughout those 3 years, and they went deep into the playoffs. So that's the type of team that head coach John Dabney wants to get back to, and they're certainly on the right track. As I said, undefeated 4-0 coming into Week 5, the first time they are 4-0 into Week 5 since 2014. On the other side, for Putnam County, 1-3 on the year, led by first-year head coach Clyde Bondi. His team coming off a loss to Trenton 35-14 last week. Their last win was Week 1 against Bishop LeBlanc. And since then, they have been on a three-game skid. The captains for these two teams,
On the Putnam County side, you have Levi Fowler, their quarterback, Will Whitney, as well as Tyrone Cassidy and Cody Perkins. On the Milan side, Hunter Shaw, Ryan Dabney, Dre Moorhead, and Riley Shoemaker. This broadcast sponsored by Putnam County, R1 School, Putnam County MFA Exchange, both of Unionville, Sheraton Valley keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Putnam County State Bank of Unionville and Milan, Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, serving all of Northeast Missouri, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. We're about set for action here from Putnam County High School. The Midgets in their home blue uniforms, blue jerseys, gray pants, white lettering, blue helmets. Milan decked out in their visiting white uniforms with green lettering, green and yellow pants, and a yellow helmet with the Milan green M decked out on the side. Head official for today's game, Henry Martin, will be wearing the white cap today. Starting quarterbacks for both these teams on the Milan Wildcats side. They're led by 6'5", 205-pound junior quarterback Ryan Dabney. And we'll be talking a lot about him as this broadcast goes on. He brings tremendous leadership to this team, certainly a leader on the basketball court as well. Wonder his mother, Andrea Dabney, but his father, John Dabney, right now the coach on the football field. On the Putnam County side, led by senior Levi Fowler, 5'11", 170 pounds. And again, another one of those quarterbacks that has good leadership abilities. Putnam County will kick off to start this game for Week 5 football. Aaron Perez will be the kicker on his own 40-yard line, jumping up and down, and clocks at 12 minutes to start quarter number one, and we're about ready for some Week 5 football. Officials double-check the ball. Not too windy today, about 5-mile-an-hour northerly winds. 62 degrees, perfect late fall football weather. Perez raises his right hand, eyes the football, runs up, and a nice boot end over end up at about the 10-yard line. And it's returned, Diaz, and he's hit hard at about the 24 and brought down. And that's where Milan will start their first possession of the game. As we mentioned, Ryan Dabney, starting quarterback for Milan, leads this offense. Behind him is a plethora of these running backs. They use that wing T formation most of the time on offense. Chamwell Pagan, Dominic Dabney, Dre Moorhead, the three featured backs behind Dabney in the backfield. He's also got a pretty good roster of wide receivers on the outside. Hunter Shaw at 6'1", 150 pounds. Eddie Gonzalez and his tight end, Alexis Roman, has a touchdown reception this season as well. Officials figuring something out at the line of scrimmage. They have to get rid of the tee. And we are set for Milan's first drive of the game here to start quarter number one, 11:55 on the clock. Up to the line go the Wildcats on their own 24. They're going to be moving left to right. Dabney with the snap turns and hands it off to Pagan, who inches forward for a couple of yards across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. That will be a gain of three for Pagan on the first play of the game for Milan. Beyond over 100 carries this season, 567 yards, five touchdowns. He's the team's leading scorer with five touchdowns. And their leading rusher as well in terms of yardage. Second and seven on their own 27 from Milan. Under center goes Dabney. This time hands it off to Dre Moorhead. Sweeps left side to the far side. Down the sidelines across the 30. Brought down at about the 31-yard line. A four-yard run by the junior Dre Moorhead to bring up third down and four for Milan. Moorhead, 27 carries on the season, 136 yards, and one touchdown. This Milan offense, a tough offense to defend, talking to Clyde Bondi, simply because of that wing T formation. You really do not know who the ball is going to as Dabney goes under center, third and three from his own 31. Wing T behind him, fakes the handoff. He's going to pass, rolls near side. He throws over the middle, and it's caught
First down, Alexis Roman across the 45 and down at the 49-yard line. An 18-yard pass from Dabney to his tight end to bring up a first down. And Milan almost across midfield. Roman is a pretty big target. 5'10", 170 pounds. Has two receptions. That was his third reception this season. And it came at a big third down time for Milan. Still on their first drive. 10:56 remaining here in the first. Milan at their own 49-yard line. Moving left to right. Ball on the near side. Hash under center. Dabney. This time handoff goes to Dominic Dabney, his brother. Right up the gut he goes for a couple yards across midfield. Now into Putnam County territory. Down to the 44-yard line. But a flag in the backfield. And this will be going against Milan. Holding on the Wildcats. So that run will be brought back. Clock stopped at 10:43. Officials talking right now around midfield. And finally, head official Henry Martin makes the call, holding indeed on Milan, so that ball will be pushed back. It was a nice run by Dominic Dabney, his first carry of the game. And it will be negated on the hold, pushing this ball back into Milan territory now. On their own 38-yard line. They're going to officially spot this around the 39. It's in between those 2-yard markers. So first.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representing several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation is a proud supporter of the Milan Wildcats and Putnam County Midgets. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students of the Putnam County R1 School District in Unionville are proud of their athletes for their teamwork, good sportsmanship, and hard work during every event. These same athletes show that same determination in the classroom. The Midgets are dedicated to their studies and to their future. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Putnam County R1 School in Unionville encourages all Midgets to keep up the good work in everything they do.
Jen, I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it.
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a 4-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
The right choice for your farm supply needs is Putnam County MFA Exchange in Unionville. Putnam County MFA Exchange provides you with quality products such as quality liquid feeds to improve your cattle operation. Putnam County MFA Exchange suggests injecting or pouring QLF on hay, straw, or cornstalk bales to increase protein and energy to poor quality forage. They are also a Purina dealer carrying lick tubs, mineral, and all classes of Purina feeds. Putnam County MFA Exchange of Unionville has what you need for your operation. Call 660-947-2256 for more information.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Sorry for the technical difficulties at Putnam County High School. 7-0 Milan's lead after a 48-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Dabney to his wide receiver, Dre Moorhead. 9:30 remaining here in the first. With that Milan 7-0 lead, Putnam County got the kickoff return to their own 23-yard line. So that's where the Midgets begin their first drive of this game on the near side hash. Levi Fowler under center. He's going to keep it himself down the near side, and he's strung out at about the 24, so a gain of about one on the Levi Fowler run. Ryan Dabney showing poise in the pocket on Milan's first drive of the game with that 48-yard touchdown pass. Clock continues to tick at 9 minutes remaining in the first. Milan up 7-0. Fowler under center. He's got Brundage behind him. Second and nine on their own 24. Handoff, or it's a pitch to the far side to Tony Bondi, and he tries to turn the corner, and he's not successful across the 25 to about the 26-yard line. A two-yard run by Bondi to bring up third down and about seven. Third down, third and eight for Putnam County comes in averaging 15 points a game this season. They scored 26 on their first of the year against Bishop LeBlanc, 26 points, but have failed to get their offense going like they had in week one. So it's third and seven on their own 26. Fowler inside handoff, Bondi up the gut, and he coughs up the ball. It's loose, picked up at about the 30-yard line, and I think it was Putnam County who landed on it. Impressive there by the Midgets to land on that ball. Brundage was the one who jumped on it first at the 30-yard line, so it will be fourth down at the 30-yard line. But Bondi just had that ball coughed up on a tough hit. And Putnam County, lucky they held on to that one to bring up fourth and three. They will be punting.
Back to punt.
Is Bondi, and he kicks it. Dominic Dabney back to receive at his own 30. Lets it bounce in front of him. Receives it at the 29 on the near side sidelines. Trying to follow some blockers across the 40 and brought down at the 42-yard line. And that's where Milan will start its second possession of this game with 7:27 remaining in the first. Milan with that 7-0 lead. Ben Wittenstein with you here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate you all joining us on this Friday night for some rivalry football action between Milan and Putnam County. Sun beginning to set here, about 60 degrees at kickoff. Wind at about 5 miles an hour blowing to the north. So it won't be too much of a factor. Eddie Gonzalez, the kicker for Milan, the lefty in fact, been known to be able to have some range in terms of field goals, and with no wind as well, we may see some out of him. First and 10 for Milan on their own 42, going left to right. The handoff goes to Moorhead. He sweeps left side, cuts it up the middle, across the 45. He coughs it up, and Putnam County falls on the fumble. He had room to run. He got hit low around the midsection, and that ball just popped out, and the Midgets recover in their own territory. So Putnam County gets the ball on their own 47-yard line. So each team now has fumbled the ball, but Milan only the one with the turnover. 7:20 remaining here in the first. First and 10 for Putnam County, moving right to left on their own 47-yard line. Fowler in the pistol, gets the snap. It's a quarterback keeper up the middle, an option. He held it as long as he could, and he inches forward for a couple of yards down to the 45 for a 2-yard carry to bring up second down and 8. Fowler held that ball in the gut of Torque Brundage, his running back, for as long as he possibly could on the option. 6:50 remaining here in the first. 7-0 Milan. Putnam County on their own 45. Excuse me, on the Milan 45. And it's second and 8. Fowler in the pistol again. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Wrapped up from behind by Moorhead and brought down after a gain of a couple. Flags fly near the end of that play, right around where the tackle was made at the 43-yard line. See what the call is, and it will be holding against Putnam County. So this ball being brought back. Henry Martin, the head official for this game. Down will remain second, but it will be second and long now for the Midgets. Ball back in their own territory on their own 45-yard line. 10-yard loss with that hold. 6:37 remaining in the first. Milan 7-0 lead over Putnam County. The Midgets, though, second and 17 on their own 45. Whistles pre-snap, and it will be a Milan offsides. So another flag. We've had some early flags in this game. Both teams are to blame. So Putnam County will get some of those yardage back now at midfield. Second and 12 on the 50-yard line. 6:32 remaining here in the first. Fowler out of the huddle, sends three receivers near side, one far in the pistol. He's got Brundage behind him. Second and 12 at midfield. Fowler snap, short drop going over the middle, picked off by Dominic Dabney at the 40, now 30 near side. Fowler gives chase. He won't catch up. Dominic Dabney, pick six. He puts Milan up two touchdowns, 55-yard interception return. And Milan now up 13-0 with 6:21 to go in the first. Fowler tried to go over the middle, but Dabney was right there. He read that perfectly. So Eddie Gonzalez now kicking the field goal, the lefty. Try to make it 14-0. Holder is Moorhead. The snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up, but a flag flies. The kick is good. And we'll see what these officials signal. I believe it is on Milan. Officials still discussing. Now Milan has to decide if they want to kick the extra point or just go for two here if they do back up enough. Officials still have yet to make a signal, and they haven't picked up the flag yet. One of the line judges going over to head coach John Dabney on the far side sidelines for Milan, talking to him what that penalty was. And they will indeed move Milan back. So they will place this ball now on the 20-yard line. So Gonzalez will kick this extra point. 37-yard extra point attempt by Eddie Gonzalez, the lefty. Gonzalez 3 for 7 point after attempts. Now 4 for 8 after the first one. The hold is good. The kick is up, and that one is wide right. Had the distance, just didn't have the accuracy. So the score remains 13-0. Milan with the lead. 6:21 remaining in the first. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Putnam County's possession here on Kress.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representing several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers-for-job-opportunities. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation is a proud supporter of the Milan Wildcats and Putnam County Midwest.
Off from Milan, and Putnam County is able to get a nice return to we'll see where these officials spot it, to about the 48-yard line of Putnam County. So that's where this Midgets team will start, down 13-0 right now with 6:16 remaining in the first. Levi Fowler picked off by Dominic Dabney on their last possession. 55-yard interception return for a touchdown. So we'll see if they go back to the pass or if they continue to run it with Torque Brundage as they have done in their first drive of the game. First and 10. Ball on their own 48-yard line for Putnam County. Moving right to left on your radio dial. Ball placed on the far side hash. Fowler under center. Brundage behind him. One receiver near side, one far. The handoff this time comes to Jorge Lopez near side, trying to get out of a defender's grasp at midfield and brought down by a gang of Milan tacklers for a gain of 2 to bring up 2nd down and 8. Lopez 5'5", 140 pounds. Short and fast. They brought him on the end around. And so it will be 2nd and 9. On that scoreboard for Putnam County, ball at midfield. Fowler in the pistol. He's got two receivers far, one near. Brundage behind him. Fakes the handoff. Fowler keeps it himself. Far side. Sweeps and cuts across the middle at the 45. But again, another flag in the backfield this time. He's brought down at the Milan 45. It will be a gain of 5 yards on the run, but we'll see what this flag is. It's holding against Putnam County. So the Midgets cannot catch a break. Another flag for holding pushes them back 10 yards. .531 remaining here in the first. And this is something head coach Clyde Bondi did talk about in his pregame interview. He said, we just kill ourselves with our own mistakes. It's not that we lose to better teams. It's simply we're just killing ourselves. And that's what they're doing right now. 2nd and 14 on their own 45 for Putnam County, down 13-0. Fowler to pass. He pump fakes now, takes it himself up the middle. Escapes one tackle and gets wrapped up by the ankles across the 50-yard line down to the Milan 49. A gain of 6 on the Levi Fowler run to bring up 3rd down. Will be 3rd and about 8 for Putnam County. 5 minutes remaining in the first. Milan up 13-0. Ball in the middle of the field. at the Milan 48-yard line. Fowler in the pistol. Three receivers far side. One near. Brundage behind him. Fowler with the snap. Fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it himself. Escapes one tackle in the backfield. Goes off tackle left. And brought down at the 47, 48-yard line. A short gain for Fowler with all the work that he did. He's slow to get up as well. That'll bring up fourth down. 4.5 to go in the first, and Putnam County will punt.
Fourth down for the Bigs. 47.
Jack Hartwig will be punting. Dominic Dabney and Marcus Diaz back to receive, standing at about their own 10-yard line. Fourth and 7 on the Milan 47. The snap is good. The punt is up. It's a wobbly one. Short. Diaz is going to receive it at the 15 on the far side. Escapes one tackle to the 30. Now down the far side sidelines. 35 and brought down out of bounds at the 38-yard line. And that's where Milan will start its drive with 3:57 remaining here in the first. Already up 13-0. This game sponsored by Putnam County R1 School, Putnam County MFA Exchange, both of Unionville, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, and Putnam County State Bank of Unionville and Milan. The Wildcats first and 10 on their own 37. Handoff goes to Pagan up the middle. Into the secondary he goes. Far side across the 50, 45, where he's ridden out of bounds at exactly the 45-yard line. 18-yard run by Jamwell Pagan. 34 yards on the ground for him, but again, another flag. And this ball will be pushed back on the Milan holding. So both teams now hurting themselves with the holding penalties. Ball being pushed back. We'll see where they place this at the 30-yard line. It will be first down and about 17 for Milan. 3:50 to go in the first. Wildcats up 13-0. Hustle up to the line. Dabney under center. Pagan behind him. Dabney snap, hands it to Pagan. Escapes a couple tackles at the line of scrimmage. Goes forward for a couple. Down to the 34-yard line. 4-yard gain. They bring up second down. And about 14. Milan in no rush. Now we saw them go deep a couple times, especially with that 48-yard touchdown pass. But they have been trying to probe that secondary with some of Dabney's passing early on. But now with that 13-0 lead, even though it's early here in the first with 3:20 to go, you'd imagine they try to keep it on the ground as much as they can as long as they get yards. It's an end-around. Dominic Dabney following his blockers to the near side. Cuts upfield across the 35. And he's wrapped up by the ankles and brought down by a gang of some Putnam County tacklers at the 38-yard line. Check that now. The 37 to bring up third down and 11. 3-yard run by Dominic Dabney. .245 to go in the first. Third and 12 officially for Milan on their own 37-yard line. Moving left to right. Out of the huddle. It's one receiver each side. Pagan behind Dabney under center. Dabney to pass. He's got time. Now flush near side. Pump fakes. He's going to keep it himself across the 40. Tackled from behind by Brundage and ridden out of bounds at the 43-yard line. That will not be enough for the first down. After the 6-yard gain to bring up fourth down, and I think Milan will probably punt this ball as Dabney hustles off to the sidelines with about 2 minutes to go in the first. Eddie Gonzalez, the punter, back to receive for Putnam County. Levi Fowler, as well as Jorge Lopez. Snap is good. Gonzalez gets a nice punt, a wobbly one, and a line drive to the 20. Lopez receives it near side. He's running diagonally to the far side. Now gets a block and turns upfield. 25, 30 down the far side sidelines. 40, 45, cuts upfield, breaks a couple tackles across midfield, and down to the Milan 46-yard line. Quite the return there by Jorge Lopez. Showed off his speed. He reversed directions, caught it on the near side, and sprinted all the way to the far side sidelines, where he cut it upfield and had some room to run because of the blocking. 33-yard return by the junior. And that gives Putnam County good field position on the Milan. They're going to place it on the Milan 47-yard line. And a late flag thrown all the way back at the 25. They're going to say Putnam County. So this ball will be brought back. Again, another one of those penalties that Clyde Bondi talked about, his team just killing itself with the flag. Some big plays have been brought back because of holding calls. So now instead of starting on the Milan 47-yard line, this ball will move back all the way to the Putnam County 15. A huge change in field position. 1:35 to go here in the first. Milan up 13-0. Putnam County has it first and 10 on their own 15-yard line, moving right to left. Fowler goes under center. Brundage behind him. He's got one receiver on each side. The snap, and it's a play action, but into the backfield, Dominic Dabney, and brings Fowler down for the sack. Milan sent the blitz. That'll bring up second and long with the clock now at 1:20 to go in the first. Well-timed blitz by the Milan defense with Fowler under center. He faked the handoff, and they hounded him on the play action. Gavin McLean now into the game from the sidelines for Putnam County. Second and 16 on their own 9-yard line. They hustle up to the line. Fowler again under center. Only one receiver far side. Brundage behind him. Under a minute to go in the first. In motion is Bondi. It's a play action. Bootleg near side. He throws near side. Brundage makes the catch at the 21-yard line and falls down. Nice pass and catch from Fowler to Brundage to get them a couple yardage without their backs to the end zone. Won't be good enough for the first down, but it will bring up third down and about four with 30 seconds to go in the first. Third and four from their own 21. A pitch near side to Haley, and he doesn't get anything on that one. Maybe one or two to bring up fourth down. 7.1 seconds to go. Clock continues to run, so that'll do it for quarter number one. We'll take a 60-second break. When we come back, it will be fourth down and about one for Putnam County on their own 24-yard line. 13-0, Milan with the lead. It will be Putnam County's ball when we get back here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Nehmer Telecom members, this message is for you. Join Nehmer Telecom CEO, Board of Directors, and employees at their 61st annual meeting Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School. This year's theme is Building Better Broadband, and that's exactly what Nehmer has been doing. Doors open at 4:30 with a free dinner, followed by the annual meeting at 6:30. All members get a goodie bag and a chance to win huge cash prizes of $500, $750, or $1,000. Remember, Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
And
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook, 4.5 stars out of 5. Google, 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus, 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com, 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider, 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Here, Putnam County High School, Milan with a 2nd and 10 on the Putnam County 30. The handoff goes to Pagan, far side. Down the sidelines he goes. Room to run into the end zone. Touchdown. 30-yard touchdown run by Milan. But flags again on the play. At about the 15-yard line, we'll see what these officials call. I think it will be against Milan. Another hold against the Wildcats. And that will negate the touchdown run. Pagan almost had his 6th touchdown of the season, but the hold on the far side allowed him to go down that sideline, and it will bring Milan back. Both these teams, tough holding calls on big plays. 11:02 remaining here in the second. Milan with a 13-0 lead over Putnam County. And this is a Putnam County team that has won the last two matchups it's had with Milan. After that 2011 through 2014 seasons for the Wildcats, they had a bit of a lull. And having a couple losing seasons after finding so much success, but now they're kind of back on track with that 4-0 start. Dabney under center, the handoff goes to Pagan up the middle, fights for yardage, and now into the secondary, wrapped up by a couple of Putnam County defenders on that 2nd and 5. I think this will be just good enough for the first down on the 20-yard line of Putnam County. And they're going to say it's third down in inches, and there's some pushing and shoving going on between Milan and Putnam County right at the 20-yard line. That's going to force the flags once again from the officials. It's getting a bit chippy out there. Putnam County has to calm down Aaron Perez. His teammates making sure he's calmed down as he runs back to the sidelines. Milan now in the huddle around the 30, calming each other down. As we talked about, this is a storied rivalry between both of these teams. Talking to both head coaches, as you heard in their pregame interviews, this means a lot for both of these teams. Stands are filled here on the Putnam County side. Milan stands are filled. It's a big game, no matter the record. Clyde Bondi said it. You can throw the records out when both of these teams meet. With the flags, it pushes the ball back to the 24-yard line. And it remains 2nd down. And about 4 with 10:41 remaining here in the second. Second, and they're going to say 2nd and 5 for Milan on the Putnam County 24-yard line. Right to left go the Wildcats with that 13-0 lead. Dabney in the gun. He's got Pagan to his left. The handoff. Pagan sweeps far side, cuts up field on the far side sidelines across the 20. Inside the 15, wrapped up and brought down at the 13-yard line. An 11-yard carry by the senior.
First down for Milan.
He now has 31 yards on the ground on 4 carries. And that will be a first down for Milan.
First and
10:25 remaining and ticking down. First down and 10 for Milan on the Putnam County 12-yard line. Ball on the far side hash. Under center goes Ryan Dabney. He's got Pagan behind him and one receiver near side. Handoff, Pagan up the middle. Patient as he maneuvers his way for a couple of yards inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. The gain of 3 for Pagan to bring up second down and about 7. Now under 10 minutes to go in the second. Milan had a 48-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Dabney to Dre Moorhead in the first. And they followed that up on the next drive for Putnam County with a 55-yard interception return by Dominic Dabney. And that's where we are, 13 to nothing here in the second quarter. And Milan knocking on the door once again inside the Putnam County 10. Second and 8, and a whistle from the near side. Official Putnam County calls a timeout. So we'll take that break with them. And it will be a 30-second break, and we'll be back. 9:31 to go here in the second. Milan 13, Putnam County nothing. It will be Milan ball on the Putnam County 9 when we get back in 30 seconds.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's I can hear everything. Back here at Putnam County High School, Ben Wittenstein with you on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. This football game is being brought to you by Putnam County R1 School, Putnam County MFA Exchange, both of Unionville, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Putnam County State Bank of Unionville and Milan, and Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, serving all of Northeast Missouri. Second and 8 for the Milan Wildcats on the Putnam County 9-yard line. Milan 13-0 lead with 9:31 to go here in the second, looking to add on to make it a 3-touchdown lead. Ryan Dabney in the gun, Pagan to his left, two receivers near side. Handoff goes to Pagan, following his blockers far side, turns the corner at the 5, brought down out of bounds on the far side sidelines. Clock continuing to run. The official signal he did not quite get out of bounds. That'll be a couple yard gain. He'll be down at about the 4-yard line for that 5-yard run. So that will bring up 3rd down and 3 for Milan at the Putnam County 4-yard line. Milan just has so many weapons that they can use. As we mentioned, Pagan, their leading rusher, over 600 yards now on the season, 5 touchdowns. But Ryan Dabney also, we've seen his passing ability as they hustle up to the line. Dabney goes under center. Handoff, Pagan up the middle, has a hole into the end zone. Touchdown. 4-yard touchdown run by Jamwell Pagan to make the score 20-19 to nothing. With 8:42 remaining here in the second quarter, Milan's lead. On to kick the extra point is Eddie Gonzalez. We'll see if they maybe go for two here with that score 19 to nothing. And it looks like they will, as Dabney now under center. Pagan behind him in the T formation. Handoff this time goes to Moorhead. He sweeps near side, trying to find the angle to the end zone, and he just sticks it over the pylon as he runs out of bounds for the 2-point conversion. Dre Moorhead runs that one in to make the score 21 to nothing in favor of the Wildcats with 8:42 to go here in the second quarter. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with Putnam County's possession when we get back here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
The right choice for your farm supply needs is Putnam County MFA Exchange in Unionville. Putnam County MFA Exchange provides you with quality products such as quality liquid feeds to improve your cattle operation. Putnam County MFA Exchange suggests injecting or pouring QLF on hay, straw, or cornstalk bales to increase protein and energy to poor quality forage. They are also a Purina dealer carrying lick tubs, mineral, and all classes of Purina feeds. Putnam County MFA Exchange of Unionville has what you need for your operation. Call 660-947-2256 for more information.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in Mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
Kicking off after the four-yard touchdown run by Jamwell Pagan. 21-0 is Milan's lead with 8:42 remaining here in the second quarter. Gonzalez, the lefty, kicks it off. A short one, far side, almost looks like an onside kick. Milan runs up to the ball but doesn't catch up to it as it rolls out of bounds. And that will force a flag on the far side sidelines around the 40-yard line. Milan almost caught up to that one. They would have had great field position if they did, but it will be Putnam County ball in pretty decent field position after this flag. Been all Milan up to this point. As we said, 21-0 here midway through quarter number two. They've done it throwing, they've done it running, and they have done it on the defensive side of the ball as well with a pick six from Dominic Dabney. So with the flag, the ball will be placed on the Putnam County 38-yard line, and that's where they will start their drive with 8:41 to go. Ball placed on the far side hash. You see Levi Fowler, who's thrown a pick today. And they really haven't trusted him too much so far to throw the ball. Maybe that will change on this drive as they hustle up to the line. Play clock under 10. Fowler goes under center. Brundage behind him. Man in motion. This time it's an inside pitch to Bondi. Goes up the middle. Really nowhere to go across the 40 to the 41. 3-yard run by Tony Bondi to bring up second down and 7 on the Putnam County 41-yard line. Clock continues to run at 8:15 now remaining in the second. Second and 7 on their own 41 for Putnam County. Fowler under center, Brundage behind him. One receiver on each side. Stacking the box is Milan. Brundage handoff wrapped up immediately across the line of scrimmage and brought down for a gain of about 1 or 2. Riley Shoemaker on the tackle. He's one of the leading defensive players for the Wildcats, one of the captains as well on that defensive line to bring up third down and 7. They're going to give Brundage no gain. And that will force Putnam County to call a timeout. It's second of the game. And we will take it with him. We will be back in 30 seconds, 21-0 Milan's lead. 7:42 remaining here in the second quarter. It will be third and 6 for Putnam County on their own 42 when we get back.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
On their own 42-yard line out of the Putnam County timeout. They're down 21-0 with 7:42 remaining in the second. Ben Wittenstein with you on CrestCentralMoInfo.com for this Milan-Putnam County rivalry game for Week 5. Milan at 4-0 looking for its first 5-0 start since 2014. Fowler is in the pistol. He's got three receivers near side, one far, and Brundage behind him. Gets the snap. He's back to pass. Has protection. Looks near side. Throws near side. Hartwig makes the catch across midfield at the 49-yard line for Milan. They're going to spot him directly at midfield. That will be good for the first down. And Putnam County moves the chains on 3rd and 6. 8-yard pass by Fowler to Hartwig. He now has 18 yards throwing on 3 throws. And that's Hartwig's first catch. 1st and 10 at midfield for Putnam County. Moving left to right in the pistol is Fowler. Snap, and he looks to pass. Now it's a designated quarterback run. Following his blocker, far side, across the 45, inside the 40, and angles out of bounds. Inside the 40-yard line to about the 39. An 11-yard run by Levi Fowler. That will move the chains once again. They're only going to give him 10 yards on that, but nevertheless, it will move the chains. Now on the Milan 40-yard line, Fowler showing off his legs there with 7:10 remaining here in the second. On the ground by Fowler, 4 carries so far tonight. Gave his team a 1st and 10 on the Milan 40. Fowler in the pistol again. Brundage behind him. 3 receivers near side. This time Fowler to pass. Flush near side. Over the middle he goes. Incomplete. Intended Tony Bondi, and flags fly at the last second. Dre Moorhead came from behind at the 30-yard line and hit him right as that ball passed him. I believe this will be pass interference on Milan. Flags flew from all directions. Near side, far side, in the middle of the field. That was a sure thing pass interference, so this ball will move forward. And the Putnam County offense churning a little bit here. Couldn't really get anything going in the first quarter. And even to start quarter number 2, but now they are firing on all cylinders deep inside Milan territory with 7:07 to go in the second, down 21-0. Officials still placing the ball. They will put it at the 30-yard line. That will give Putnam County another first down. Fowler in the pistol. He's got 3 receivers far side, 1 near. And Brundage behind him. 1st and 10 for the Midgets. 3 down linemen, Milan. They send 3. Fowler passing again, staying in the pocket. Finds Hartwig on a slant down to the 15-yard line. 15-yard pass and catch to bring up another Putnam County first down. Fowler is really feeling the passing game right now. They're going to place this at the 16-yard line. Clock at 6:50 to go in the second. Putnam County down 3 touchdowns, but now rolling in the Milan red zone. 1st and 10 on the Milan 16. Fowler in the pistol. Back to pass again. Blitz coming from Milan. He escapes near side. He's going to look to run. Fowler at the 10, and he's angled out of bounds by Gonzalez. Out of bounds at about the 9-yard line. 7-yard scramble by Fowler to bring up 2nd down and about 3. So even when the play breaks down, Fowler able to use his legs to get inside the Milan 10. 26 yards on the ground off 5 carries for the Putnam County quarterback in Milan. Now with Putnam County knocking on the door, wants to call a timeout. 2nd and 3 for Putnam County on the Milan 9. 6:36 remaining here in the second. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with Putnam County's possession when we get back.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Brought to you by Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. And Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, serving all of Northeast Missouri. 2nd and 3 for Putnam County on the Milan 9-yard line, moving left to right. 21-0 is Milan's lead with 6:36 remaining here in the second quarter. Putnam County trying to make it a 2-touchdown game. Fowler's in the pistol with Brundage behind him. Two receivers far side. Designated quarterback run Fowler. He bounces to the outside at the five to the end zone. Touchdown! Levi Fowler, the 9-yard quarterback rush. He makes it 21-6 with 6:29 remaining here in the second quarter. Fowler followed his blockers and did a great job of finding that space down the far side. Putnam County going for two here. And now they're going to get in the field goal position. Perez, the kicker. Fowler, the holder. The hold is good. Kick is up. And right down the middle of the uprights. And the extra point is good to make it 21-7. Ryland's lead now down to two touchdowns. John Dabby yelling at his team as they go back to the sidelines. And that was a very good Putnam County drive. They started all the way back in their own territory and drove it down. They used a couple of Milan penalties, including a Milan pass interference, to move the ball into the red zone. And it was really all Levi Fowler from there. He used his legs from the 16 to get his team down to the 9, and then from the 9 to get to the end zone. And it's good heads-up awareness. We saw him throw that pick six back in the first quarter. He threw it right to Dominic Dabney. And so he's being a little bit smarter with the ball now, not forcing passes. He's got four receivers each time. He's went back to pass and decides to keep it himself. And that patience has paid off for the Midgets. Now down 21-7, 6:29 remaining here in the second quarter. Perez to kick off for Putnam County at his own 40-yard line. Back to receive a trio of Milan receivers. Gonzalez is one of them, Dominic Dabney the other, and Marcus Diaz the third. They stand at about their own 14-yard line. Perez runs up to the ball, the right-footed kicker, a high arching kick. Gonzalez receives at the 12. He darts up the middle, breaks one tackle across the 25, and brought down at the 26-yard line. And that's where the Milan Wildcats will start their drive. The 21-7 Milan's lead. Now down to two touchdowns. We'll see if they can extend it here. 6:23 remaining in the second. They're going to spot this directly at the 26-yard line, in between the 26 and the 25. Back in the first, Putnam County able to force a Milan punt. We'll see if they can do the same here. Ryan Dabney under center, the wing T formation behind him. And this time, Dominic Dabney with the handoff. He bounces far side, angles towards the sidelines, cuts it upfield down to the 29-yard line. Four-yard gain, lots of running for a short gain by Dominic Dabney. And they're going to say he was even down to the 28, so that will be a three-yard carry by Dominic Dabney. He now has 6 yards on the ground, two carries. Bring up second down and eight for Milan. On their own 28-yard line, 5:55 to go here in the second. Ryan Dabney, in fact, the quarterback, he's been known to carry the ball. 13 carries this season, 58 yards and a touchdown. This time he hands it off to Pagan, and he darts up the middle past the line of scrimmage and down into the secondary. He goes across the 30 to the 32. 5-yard carry by Jamwell Pagan to bring up third down and about four or five, depending on where exactly they spot this ball. It will be third and five for Milan on their own 32-yard line. The Wildcats moving right to left. Ryan Dabney under center. Handoff, Pagan this time bouncing it near side. And he's wrapped up in the backfield, breaks that tackle, but the second tackle gets him. Gavin McLean in the backfield for a loss of a couple down to the 29-yard line. A loss of two to bring up fourth down and seven. And the Putnam County defense gets it done, forcing Milan to punt. 4:35 remaining in the second. Putnam County is going to get the ball with significant time left in the first half. Lopez and Fowler deep. Fowler and Lopez back to receive. Gonzalez, the punter, standing at his own 17-yard line. It's a good snap. Gonzalez, high punt. It's short, though. Angles out of bounds. And the official will spot it down at the 38-yard line of Putnam County. An interesting spot. That ball landed out of bounds before the 40. But the official said it was at the Putnam County 38, so that's where Putnam County will start. But again, another flag. We'll see what this flag is for. They threw that one at the last second, all the way back at the Milan 20-yard line. 4:11 remaining here in the second quarter. And they're going to say running into the kicker on Putnam County. So this will be a huge change, as I believe Milan will get the ball back and a fresh set of downs. So Putnam County forced Milan to punt. They ran into the kicker, giving Milan now the ball back and a first down. That is a big change. 4:11 to go here in the second quarter. Milan with a 21-7 lead over Putnam County. And so Milan will get a first down on their own 45-yard line. A huge opportunity for Putnam County, taken away by that roughing the kicker call. Wildcats with it on their own 45, moving right to left. Ryan Dabney under center. Pagan behind him, he gets the handoff, and a flag pre-snap. I believe they're going to get Milan on the false start. And they will indeed get Milan on the false start. So they will push the Wildcats back on first down. Plenty of flags in this game to go around. Both Milan and Putnam County have gotten flagged off pretty significant plays as well. So this ball back to the 40-yard line off the false start to bring up first down and 15 for Milan. On their own 40-yard line, ball in the middle of the field. And they've really been trusting the run and their senior, Jamwell Pagan. He's got 38 yards on the ground, six carries and a touchdown so far tonight. Ryan Dabney under center, handoff. Pagan again up the middle. Hops over a tackler and across the 45 to the 46-yard line. Six-yard carry by Pagan to bring up second down and about nine. Clock at 3:50 to go here in the first half. Milan 21-7. Ryan Dabney runs back from the sidelines into the huddle. The play clock at 8, at 7, at 6. They're going to have to hustle up to the line at 4. Ryan Dabney in the gun. They're going to get the snap off in time. Handoff, Pagan. He's following his blockers to the near side and hit at the 49-yard line where he's brought down just shy of midfield. That'll bring up third and down and about six on the 3-yard carry. So the ball on Milan's 49-yard line. 3 minutes now remaining here in the second quarter. Clock continues to tick. Some defensive substitutions for Putnam County. Dalton DeVore back into the game. 5'7", 275-pound junior. And Milan will call a timeout with 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. They have the 21-7 lead and a third and six from their own 49 when we get back in 60 seconds on Cress and CentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students of the Putnam County R1 School District in Unionville are proud of their athletes for their teamwork, good sportsmanship, and hard work during every event. These same athletes show that same determination in the classroom. The Midgets are dedicated to their studies and to their future. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Putnam County R1 School in Unionville encourages all Midgets to keep up the good work in everything they do.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representing several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation is a proud supporter of the Milan Wildcats and Putnam County Midgets.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Niemer Telecom members, this message is for you. Join Niemer Telecom CEO, Board of Directors, and employees at their 61st annual meeting Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School. This year's theme is Building Better Broadband, and that's exactly what Niemer has been doing. Doors open at 4:30 with a free dinner, followed by the annual meeting at 6:30. All members get a goodie bag and a chance to win huge cash prizes of $500, $750, or $1,000. Remember, Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook, 4.5 stars out of 5. Google, 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus, 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com, 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider, 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Sorry for our technical difficulties. Milan, during our timeout, had a 51-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Dabney to Dre Moorhead. And Eddie Gonzalez kicks the extra point for 28-7 lead for Milan now with 2:39 remaining here in the second quarter. So Gonzalez will kick off for Milan to Putnam County. Another short one, far side to the 40. It's returned by Putnam County by Hartwig across the 45 down to the 48-yard line. And some extracurricular activity going on between Putnam County and Milan, from pushing and shoving. Again, it was chippy back at the end of the first quarter, and it continues to be chippy now with Putnam County down 28-7. But no flags. So, no, there was a flag that they just threw the flag, and it will be called against Milan. We'll see where they move this ball. It was originally at about the 49-yard line. I'm going to call a personal foul against Milan. So this ball will move into Milan territory. All the way down to the Milan 37-yard line. So great field position for Putnam County. As they start first and 10 on the Milan 37. 2:34 remaining. Air in the second, Fowler in the pistol. He's back to pass, pumps once. Moorhead in the backfield, he escapes the sack, and Levi Fowler throws it all the way to the 10. Incomplete, the flags fly. Hartwig was the intended receiver. Gonzalez, the defensive back, hit him a little too early. This may be pass interference on Milan. So Milan again, a pass interference call will move Putnam County deep into Milan territory. 2:27 remaining in the second. 28-7 is Milan's lead. Putnam County will have a first down. I believe this will, they will put the ball at the Milan 11-yard line. Officially at the, they're pushing it back a little bit. Now down and pushing it back a lot. They couldn't make up their minds where they wanted to put it. They finally settled on a spot. Officials really struggling here to find out a good position for this ball and also the right ball to use. There's a couple balls on the field right now. Finally, the officials decide on a spot down to the 27-yard line of Milan. It will be first down. So Putnam County has a first down there. Going to put this at the Milan 26-yard line. 28-7, 2:27 to go in the second with Milan's lead. Fowler's in the pistol again to pass. Milan brings the blitz. Fowler escapes far side. Dominic Dabney chases him down, and Fowler breaks the tackle, angling towards the sidelines. Inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. A 9-yard run by Fowler. They're going to spot this directly at the 18 to bring up second down and one. Fowler now 44 yards off seven carries. Second and one on the Milan 18. Fowler's in the pistol, three receivers near side. Again, Fowler to pass. This time fires over the middle. Hartwig just under his reach, incomplete at the 10. He dove for that one, and it was passed a little too hard, and Hartwig couldn't come up with it. So that brings up third and one. 2:13 to go here in the second. Putnam County down 28-7, but driving on Milan right now inside the red zone. Fowler's been pretty steady in the pocket. He's certainly not afraid to step up and throw. He knows when to leave it as well. He had a touchdown a couple drives ago for Putnam County through his legs. And a pre-snap whistle. Putnam County calling their final timeout of the first half. Third and one for Putnam County. We will take a 30-second break. 2:11 to go. 28-7, Milan's lead. Will be Putnam County ball when we get back.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
County with 2:11 to go. Here in the second quarter, 28-7 is Milan's lead. Ben Wittenstein with you here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate everyone taking some time out of their Friday evening to listen to this rivalry game. Putnam County has won the last two games, but Milan 5-2 in the last 8 years. These teams only did not meet in 2015, but for the past 8 years, they have played seven times. Third and one, Fowler in the gun. Turns to his right on the snap, hands it off Brundage, inching forward, and he gets the first down inside the 15-yard line. He lowered his shoulder, and he's able to use his strength to get those 2 yards across the first down line. First and 10 now, Putnam County at the Milan 14. Clock now under 2 minutes to go in the second. Continuing to run. Out of the huddle, Fowler will start in the pistol. Brundage behind him. Three receivers near side, one far. Fowler the snap. Quick drop. He goes slant. It's intercepted. Intercepted at the 10-yard line by Milan. Hunter Shaw picking it off for the second interception for this Milan defense. 1:43 to go in the second quarter, and Milan gets it back up 28-7. Shaw just undercut the route by Gavin McLean. It was a slant, and Shaw read it perfectly, stepped right in front of the pass and picked it off. This Putnam County team often does go to those slant plays, and they usually run it pretty well. They did it well against South Shelby when we had that game on regional radio. And they have moving the ball pretty well doing it here, and it was just a good read by Hunter Shaw to pick that off. So Milan gets it back now on their own 9-yard line, moving right to left. Ryan Dabney will kneel with 1:40 to go to try to get this game into halftime. And it really has been mostly Milan this first half so far, up 28-7. Play clock at 20 seconds, game clock at 1:25. Will be second and 11 after the Ryan Dabney kneel, and he's set up to do it again here. Two on the play clock, and the snap and the kneel. 1 minute to go here in the second quarter. 28-7 is Milan's lead, and they want this game to go into halftime as quickly as possible. It's third down, and with the two kneels, it's third down and 12. That play clock still at 15 seconds, game clock at 41. They do have a 25-second play clock, so this will just about get to 25. Dabney kneels it with 25 seconds to go, and that will be just about it. The play clock has yet to start, so that game clock already at 19 seconds. So these teams will go into halftime. 28-7 will be Milan's lead. It really has been all Milan. They've gotten their touchdowns passing off a pick six, and now with the running game as well. Plenty of long passes, too, from junior Ryan Dabney. 28-7, we go into half. Both teams to the locker room. We send it back to the studio for more here on Superstation Press and CentralMoInfo.com.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representing several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers for job opportunities. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation is a proud supporter of the Milan Wildcats and Putnam County Midgets.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students of the Putnam County R1 School District in Unionville are proud of their athletes for their teamwork, good sportsmanship, and hard work during every event. These same athletes show that same determination in the classroom. The Midgets are dedicated to their studies and to their future. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Putnam County R1 School in Unionville encourages all Midgets to keep up the good work in everything they do.
And it's time for the halftime report brought to you by Mobley Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. I'm J.B. Conley. We'll start with the highlights of the other games on regional radio tonight on Glory 97. It's Fan at Westrand. Scott Lundy with the call, and it was Westrand scoring first.
The backfield, Young, looking at the end zone. He'll go to the end zone. Kuntz wide open in the left corner, and Westrand gets set. A 9-yard pass on the play. Young to Kuntz. 6-0 Westrand.
Extra point good by Kobe Kuntz, making it 7-0 in favor of Westrand. Scott Liddy with the call there on Glory 97. Second quarter, Westrand would score early.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Young in the gun. Quick toss to Dale on the left. Dale, ball in the seam. And he is gone. Kobe Dale. Off to the races. The 50, 40. Adios. Kobe Dale. 96 yards.
96-yard pass from Alex Young to Colby Dale. Extra point good by Coons. 14-0 Westrand. That's the score at the half on Glory 97. On Information Radio Quick tonight, we've got a good one. Eric Duick with the call. Macon would score first at home against Moberly.
Waller out of the gun. Edwards to his left. Snap. Waller keeps left side. Walks in. Touchdown, Tigers.
Eric Duick with the call there. Nash Waller, one-yard touchdown run. Extra point good. 7-0 Macon at that point. Moberly would respond about 3 minutes later.
Third and goal at the three. Snap. Hand off right side. Walter sprints up the middle. Touchdown.
Curtis Walter, a three-yard run, extra point good by Hayden Hopper, tying the game up at 7. Moberly would take the lead late in the first.
Football at the far hash. Snap. Stone King, short drop. Lobs far side into traffic. Caught. Touchdown short.
13-yard pass from Dominic Stone King to Toby Short. Extra point good by Hopper. 14-7 in favor of the Spartans. After one quarter play, late in the half, Macon would pull closer.
Waller out of the gun. Snap. Waller eyes, middle, rifles, wide open receiver plays again. Touchdown.
18-yard pass from Nash Waller to Garrett plays. The extra point was missed at the half. Moberly leads Macon by a score of 14-13. The game tonight on Superstation. Crest Milan scored first as we had some technical difficulties early. 48-yard pass from Ryan Dabney to Dre Moorhead. Extra point good by Eddie Gonzalez, made it 7-0. Milan would score again in the first quarter.
Second and 12 at midfield. Fowler snap. Short drop going over the middle. Picked off by Dominic Dabney at the 40. Now 30 near side. Fowler gives chase. He won't catch up. Dominic Dabney, pick six.
Ben Wittenstein with the call there on Superstation Crest. And it was 13-0 as the extra point was missed after one quarter. Milan would score again early in the second.
Dabney goes under center. Handoff, Pagan up the middle. Has a hole into the end zone. Touchdown. Four-yard touchdown run by Jamwell Pagan.
And the two-point run good by Dre Moorhead made it 21-0. Putnam County would get on the board midway through the second quarter.
Fowler's in the pistol with Brundage behind him. Two receivers far side. Designated quarterback run Fowler. He bounces to the outside at the five to the end zone. Touchdown! Levi Fowler, the 9-yard quarterback rush.
Extra point was good for Putnam County. 21-7 in favor of Milan at that point. Milan would score late in the half. 50-yard pass from Ryan Dabney to Dre Moorhead. Extra point good by Eddie Gonzalez. 28-7 the score at halftime. Halftime report brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. We'll have the rest of your scores coming up next here on Superstation Crest.
Jen, I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him.
Stat. Sure.
Well, get on it. He needs...
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks. Tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep. Gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley. We mean business.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
And welcome back to the Halftime Report here on Superstation Crest. Halftime Report brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Your game at the half, Milan leading Putnam County by a score of 28-7. Elsewhere in the Grand River East tonight, South Harrison 14-0 over Maysville in the second, Gallatin 35-0 over Polo in the second half. The half, Princeton leads Trenton by a score of 8-7. On regional radio tonight, on Information Radio Quicks, it's Moberly up 14-13 over Macon as that game is going to the third quarter now. Also in the NCMC tonight, Hannibal 15-0 over Kirksville in the second, and Marshall over Fulton 7-0 in the second quarter. In the Clarence County Conference tonight, Centralia and Brookfield tied at 6 in the second. Clark County over South Shelby 26-0 second quarter. Palmyra 16-0 over Highland in the second. Lewis and Clark Conference, the game on Glory 97 tonight. Westrand, number one team in the state, leading Fayette 14-0 at the half. Knox County up 20-0 over Harrisburg in the second quarter. Scotland County leads Salisbury 14-0 in the first. And the other game has Marceline at Paris. In the Emo tonight, One game last night, Clapton-Ellsbury beat Wright City 50-44. South Callaway first quarter was leading Bowling Green 14-0. Montgomery County is at Mark Twain tonight. Van Fark Community is at North Callaway. In the Tri-County Central, second quarter, Blair Oaks all over Eldon 35-0. Southern Boone in the first, leading Hallsville 7-0. Booneville 21-0 over School of the Osage in the second quarter. And Versailles 19-0 over California in the second quarter. In the Midland Empire tonight, Chillicothe is hosting Kansas City, St. Pius the 10th. No report on that game yet. In the AAA, Father Tolton having homecoming, having trouble with Cardinal Ritter, ranked third in Class 3, 25-7 Cardinal Ritter in the second quarter. Mexico on the road tonight, non-conference game against Clinton at the half, Clinton leading 12-7. Jackson leads Battle 26-14 in the second. In the second, Rockbridge leads Hickman 7-0 at the half. St. Francis Borge over Helias by a score of 21-3. Also tonight, Monroe City, second quarter, leading West Hancock of Illinois, 36-0. St. Louis Chaminade at the half leads Jeff City, 21-14. Slater, 22-6, over Tipton in the second quarter. Eight-man football, North Shelby tonight at the half, leading Plant Valley by a score of 22-2. Major League Baseball on 99.9. The Captain tonight, bottom of the third. St. Louis and San Francisco now tied at one apiece. No broadcast tonight of the Royals locally, but the Royals are leading Detroit 4-2 in the top of the eighth inning. Coming up tomorrow, we've got a busy day for you. Mizzou leads off SEC play with an Eastern Division showdown at home against Georgia. We'll have the pregame at 9 o'clock, kickoff at 11 on AM 1230 and FM 92.5 Quicks. The Truman Bulldogs will be in Indiana to take on Valparaiso tomorrow. We'll have the game on Crest. Brad, Kevin, and Hank will have the Truman tailgate at 12:10 kickoff at 1 o'clock. The Cardinals and Giants continue their series at Busch tomorrow, and with the Truman game on Crest, we'll have Cardinals on Quick on the Captain once again, 99.9 FM, starting 11:10. On Quicks FM, it'll be the Royals and Tigers playing tomorrow evening in Comerica Park. Pre-game coverage, 4:30 on Quicks FM. Halftime report has been brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. We will get you back to your game next. At the half, it is Milan leading over Putnam County by a score of 28-7. Ben Wittenstein will have the call of the second half when we come back. You're listening to High School Football on Superstation Cress.
The right choice for your farm supply needs is Putnam County MFA Exchange in Unionville. Putnam County MFA Exchange provides you with quality products such as quality liquid feeds to improve your cattle operation. Putnam County MFA Exchange suggests injecting or pouring QLF on hay, straw, or cornstalk bales to increase protein and energy to poor quality forage. They are also a Purina dealer carrying lick tubs, mineral, and all classes of Purina feeds. Putnam County MFA Exchange of Unionville has what you need for your operation. Call 660-947-2256 for more information.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Halftime here at Putnam County High School. Ben Wittenstein with you on Superstation Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. 28-7 is Milan's lead halfway through this one over their rival Putnam County. Going through some first half stats here on Crest, so we'll take a check of Milan first. Ryan Dabney has been phenomenal under center for this Wildcats team. 3 for 3, 119 yards, and 2 touchdowns through the air. Jamwell Pagan, the running back behind him, 8 carries, 47 yards, and a touchdown. Receiving, it's been a plethora of receivers for Milan. Alexis Roman has caught a couple passes. Eddie Gonzalez has one, but it's been Dre Moorhead who has done a phenomenal job and is clearly Ryan Dabney's favorite receiver, at least tonight. The junior, 2 receptions, 99 yards, and 2 touchdowns. And he's had a tremendous game thus far connecting with Ryan Dabney. For Putnam County, Levi Fowler, he hasn't done that bad of a job under center for Putnam County. 33 yards on 3 for 4 passing. He's also thrown 3 for 5 passing with 2 interceptions. He's also run the ball for a touchdown, 7 carries for Fowler, 44 yards. 4 different players have run the ball for Putnam County as well. Bondi and a couple more have gained 2, 3, and 4 yards respectively. Receiving wise, Hartwig has 2 receptions for 25 yards and Tony Bondi with a reception for 10. So as you can probably tell, some of the yardage, a lot less for Putnam County than it is for Milan. Milan has just had more success. Their offense flowing a lot more easily with their passing and running attack. It is, there cannot be enough said about what Ryan Dabney brings to the quarterback position, at least for this game for Milan. This season has been pretty successful for the junior thus far. It's 6'5", 205 pounds, one of the bigger quarterbacks in the area. But so far, coming into the game, had 4 touchdowns passing. He now has 6, and well over 400 yards through the air for the junior. Once again, 28-7 is the Milan lead here at half. We want to thank a couple of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Putnam County R1 School, Putnam County MFA Exchange, both of Unionville. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Putnam County State Bank of Unionville and Milan. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, serving all of Northeast Missouri, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Don't forget, after this game as well, we will be giving out our outstanding player of the game, sponsored by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. 28-7 is the score here from Putnam County High School. Milan has the lead, and again, those scoring drives. We saw a 55-yard touchdown pick six for the Milan defense, a 48-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Dabney, a 51-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Dabney. Both of those went to Dre Moorhead. We'll take one more break. They put 3 minutes on the clock, and we will be back with kickoff for the second half. 28-7 Milan's lead, and we'll be back here on Superstation Press, CentralMoInfo.com.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representing several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers-for-job-opportunities. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation is a proud supporter of the Milan Wildcats and Putnam County Midgets.
Jen.
I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it.
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the Business Loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Welcome back to Putnam County High School. 28-7 is the score here from Unionville, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you on Superstation Press, CentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate you all taking your time out of your Friday to listen to some fun rivalry football for Week 5 here on Regional Radio. And really, for the first half of this game, it was all Milan. 28-7. They had 13 in the first quarter, 15 in the second. Ryan Dabney has been passing the ball wonderfully, and they've been running the ball pretty well, too, with over 50 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Ryan Dabney throwing the ball with two touchdowns, over 100 yards through the air, and the defense from Milan, a pick six, two interceptions, with one of those being a touchdown. So it really has been a complete balance game from John Dabney's squad. 4-0 this season. They're 2-0 in conference, looking for their first 5-0 start since 2014. And before 2014, they had 5-0 starts all the time from 2013, 2012, and 2011. That was really the golden years for Milan football, at least in the past decade. As we mentioned earlier on in the broadcast, they had a bit of a lull after that 2014 season. They didn't play too well last season, but they've come back. They've got some guys who they believe, along with the system, can bring them to pretty big and new heights for this team, and so far it's working for 13th year head coach John Dabney. Again, 2-8 last year, and they have doubled their wins from last year so far into Week 5. We're about ready for kickoff. It will be Milan kicking off to Putnam County, so they have an opportunity here to bring this within two scores, down 28-7, and it will be Gonzalez kicking off right to left, and it will bounce past Perez down to the 10-yard line. Perez recovers it, and he darts to the near side, escapes one tackle at the 15, trying to get to the 20 and brought down at the 16-yard line. And that's where Putnam County will start its drive here to start quarter number three. I want to thank Putnam County R1 School, Putnam County MFA Exchange, and Sheraton Valley keeping you connected as some of our sponsors for this game tonight. Levi Fowler, the quarterback for Putnam County, back inside the huddle. Has a rushing touchdown, a couple of interceptions, but certainly no fear in passing the ball back in the first half. He threw it with a lot of energy. He stayed in the pocket as well. You do see sometimes a lot of these quarterbacks rush out of the pocket as soon as they can and feel that pressure, but Fowler has been steady when that pocket's been collapsing. So first and 10 for Putnam County on their own 16, moving left to right. Fowler's in the pistol. He's got Brundage behind him. The handoff is fake to Brundage. Fowler keeps it. Now across the 20 near side. Sidelines ridden out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Gain of about six for Levi Fowler to bring up second and four. Fowler now 50 yards on the ground off eight carries. Breeze starting to pick up just a little bit. Blowing now at about 10 miles an hour to the north. Temperature certainly dropped now at about 55 degrees. Here at Putnam County High School, we started at about 62, but with the sun setting, people now putting on their coats and blankets.
The right choice for your farm supply needs is Putnam County MFA Exchange in Unionville. Putnam County MFA Exchange provides you with quality products such as quality liquid feeds to improve your cattle operation. Putnam County MFA Exchange suggests injecting or pouring QLF on hay, straw, or cornstalk bales to increase protein and energy to poor quality forage. They are also a Purina dealer carrying lick tubs, mineral, and all classes of Purina feeds. Putnam County MFA Exchange of Unionville has what you need for your operation. Call 660-947-2020. 2256 for more information.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook, 4.5 stars out of 5. Google, 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus, 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com, 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider, 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Pardon the technical difficulties, but we're back here as Putnam County driving inside Milan territory down to the Milan 33-yard line. They got to the 50 off a tip pass, a 27-yard pass. Milan almost had the pick, but it got tipped into Will Whitney's hands. And then they had a nice pass to Tony Bondi for 15 yards. And after the 3-yard Torque Brundage run, they're now at the Milan 32. Second and 7, 9:47 to go here in the third. Fowler's in the pistol. It's a fake handoff. Fowler takes it far side. Cuts up field at the 30. Brought down inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. Not good enough for the first down. It will be third down and about two with 9:29 remaining here in the third. Milan up 28-7. Putnam County driving right now, though, in Milan territory. Fowler on that 5-yard run. He now has 55 yards on the ground on 9 carries.
Second down and 1 for the Midgets.
Get some instructions from his head coach, Clyde Bondi. In his first season for Putnam County, he was an assistant last season. And it's third and one. Fowler in the pistol, hands off Brundage. Big hole up the middle. He finds it and a lot more down to the 19-yard line. 13-yard carry by the junior, Torque Brundage. And they've been waiting to get him going. He now has 20 yards on the ground on 3 carries. And we're at 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Milan still up 28-7. Putnam County in the Milan red zone. First and 10 on the Milan 19, moving left to right. Ball on the far side hash. Fowler in the pistol. He's got Brundage behind him. Two receivers near side, one far. And up, Brundage. He lowers his shoulder and bolts his way forward for a couple of yards. Down to about the 17. This will be good for about two. So second and 8 now coming up for Putnam County on the Milan 17-yard line.
Marcus Gladwell leading the Packers for about gain of 2, second down.
Both these teams not afraid to pass the ball. We've seen Milan do it with some large passes, but Putnam County more of a short passing team. They like to go on those slants or up the seam for 5 or 10 yards. They really don't go for the deep ball quite often, but they move the ball well, at least in this drive so far. Second and 8, Milan 16. Fowler to pass, pocket collapsing. He throws while he's hit. It's going to fall just incomplete, but flags fly as the receiver Whitney was run into at about the 5-yard line just before that ball hit the ground. This may be pass interference on Milan. If so, it will be their third pass interference of this game and their third in the red zone as well. And indeed it will. 7:54 remaining in the third. With that pass interference, this will surely be Putnam County first down. As they move this ball up to the 7-yard line. First and goal for the Midgets. 7:54 to go in the third. Midgets down by 3 scores. And they're close to getting one right here with the ball in the Milan 7. Fowler has already rushed for a touchdown, his lone touchdown for the team thus far. First and goal. Fowler in the pistol. Brundage behind him. He's got 3 receivers spread to the near side, 1 on the far. Fowler the snap. Turns right. Handoff Brundage up the middle. Has space into the end zone. Touchdown, Putnam County. 8-yard touchdown run by Torque Brundage to bring the score to 28-13. 30 yards now on the ground for Torque Brundage and a rushing touchdown to go with it. 7:49 to go here in quarter number 3. Very much within reach for Putnam County. Perez to kick the extra point. Holder is Fowler. Snap is good. Kick is up, and that one's good. Milan tried to time that snap perfectly. They were offsides as the flags fly. And also, looks like Perez is down on the field, face down. It seems Milan may have run into the kicker. Now we get some extra flags as well. trainers coming out to take a look. We're hoping he's all right. We'll take a break. 7:49 to go. The extra point was good. 28-14, Milan's lead. Aaron Perez down on the field getting tended to right now. We'll be back in 60 seconds on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to CapitalMo.com.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Perez is fine as he gets up under his own power, and he's going back to the sidelines, a smile on his face. He's even going to do the kickoff for Putnam County. Has a bit of a limp to him, but he seems to be okay. Milan did have that running into the kicker penalty. And that penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. 28-14, Putnam County's lead after the 8-yard touchdown run by Tork Brundage to bring it to within two scores with 7:49 to go here in the third. Ben Wittenstein with you on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Putnam County kicking from the Milan 45-yard line after that penalty is assessed on this kickoff. So the kickoff moves up. So back to receive those trio of receivers for Milan. Corey Weaver along with Marcus Diaz. And Derek DePorto. Finally, we have a tee. And Perez will come back to the sidelines, walking a little gingerly, but he seems to be okay. Kicking for him is Abraham Hernandez. Whistle, and I believe everyone seems to be okay, so we're about to get ready for kickoff. Putnam County kicking from the Milan 45-yard line. Hernandez, the kicker, the lefty. It's a high boot. Going to be bouncing at about the 20. Takes one bounce and returned by Pagan, but he has nowhere to go as the Putnam County recovery team swarms him and brings him down at the 22-yard line. That's where Milan will start its drive up 28-14 with 7:44 to go in this one. We'll see what Ryan Dabney can do. The last time Milan's offense was out and actually trying to score instead of kneeing the ball, they had a 51-yard touchdown pass from Dabney to Moorhead. That deep passing plays are lethal with Ryan Dabney. 6'5", 205 pounds, over 400 yards passing in this season. Only one interception. Not only can he heave it deep, but he is smart with his throws. Out of the huddle, Ryan Dabney under center, first and 10 from their own 22. Handoff, Pagan weaving his way, trying to find a hole up the middle, and really nowhere to go, only for a couple of yards. Down to the 24-yard line, 2-yard carry to bring up second and 8 on their own 24 from Milan. The junior Pagan, 49 yards on 9 carries. Clock at 7:20 to go here in the third. Milan 28, Putnam County 14. Milan with the ball on their own 24, moving right to left, second and 8. Ryan Dabney under center. Fakes the jet sweep. He's back to pass. He looks far side sidelines. Has a man wide open. Moorhead catching the 15 to the 40. Chases on inside the 30. Ridden out of bounds at the Putnam County 18-yard line. A huge pass from Ryan Dabney. He teed it up. Moorhead again off a wheel route. They did that on the 51-yard touchdown pass, and they did it again, and it worked. They're going to spot this at the 17-yard line.
In Putnam County territory, ball inside the 20-yard line. Spotted at about the 16, 17-yard line.
60-yard pass for Ryan Dabney. To Moorhead, who now has 159 yards receiving. First and 10 on the Putnam County 16. Handoff goes to Pagan. Skips past the defender into the secondary. There he's fought back by a wall of Putnam County defenders at about the 10-yard line. 6-yard run by Jamwell Pagan to bring up second down and 4. They're going to spot this at the 11-yard line. But Milan, you punch him, get that touchdown, they're going to punch right back. 55 yards on the ground now for Pagan. 177 yards passing for Ryan Dabney. Ball on the far side hash. Right to left goes Milan. Second and 4 on the Putnam County 10-yard line. Pagan handoff again, and he gets a couple inside the 10. 5:55 remaining here in the third. Clock continues to tick. Milan up 2 scores, 28-14. It will be third down and about 2 or 1, depending on where they spot this ball at the 8-yard line. So make that third down and 1. Clock at 5.5 to go. This lethal Milan offense able to hit back. Third and 1 on the Putnam County 8. Dabney. Handoff goes to Pagan again. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. Forced back. He's trying to move his legs, but finally, 6 or 7 Putnam County tacklers force him backwards for no gain at the 7-yard line to bring up 4th down and 1. Decision time for Milan here. They do have the kicker in Eddie Gonzalez. We've seen him be able to kick from this far. We'll see what they do here. 4:55 to go. 4th and about inches. On the Putnam County 7-yard line for Milan. Up 28-14. Looks like they're going to be going for it. Ryan Dabney has to sprint back into the huddle. The play clock at 7 and 6. They finally break the huddle, and that will force a timeout for Milan head coach John Dabney. They ran up to the line with 3 seconds on the play clock. So John Dabney will take a second to talk to his team and give him a play with 4th and 1 on the Putnam County 8. Milan up 28-14, so this is a big play with 4:38 to go in the third. This could put Milan back up 3 scores. If Putnam County gets this stop, we saw them drive all the way down the field back on their last drive to start the third quarter. And so it's not out of the plan that Putnam County can do that again. They really have turned their offense up here in the second half of the second quarter, now here in the third quarter. I want to thank Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Putnam County State Bank of Unionville and Milan, and Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan. Ben Wittenstein with you here, Chris, and online, centralmoinfo.com. 4-0 Milan Wildcats against the 1-3 Putnam County Midgets. Milan with the 28-14 lead, 4:38 to go in the third. And Milan has it on the Putnam County 8. 4th and 1 for the Wildcats. Going right to left, and they're visiting white jerseys, green and yellow pants, green lettering, and yellow helmets with a green M stamped on the sides. Ryan Dabney will go under center. He's got Pagan behind him. One receiver near side. Quarterback keeper Dabney stretching for that first down. Will he get it? He tried to be pushed from behind, and I believe he was got enough for that first down. He leaped over the pile just enough for that first down. So Milan will have 1st and goal on the Putnam County 6.5-yard line. A risk there going for it on 4th and 1 for Milan, but they have been moving the ball pretty effortlessly. Off the passing by Ryan Dabney. Milan inside Putnam County territory because of a 60-yard pass to Dre Moorhead, who now has over 100 yards receiving. So 1st and goal for Milan. They're going to stay on the Putnam County 7. Ryan Dabney under center. Handoff goes to Dominic Dabney. He's stretched out far side, nowhere to go. Wrapped up and brought down in the backfield. A gang of Putnam County tacklers. They were ready for that run. That will be a loss of one or two on the play to bring up second down and goal. Ball will be on the Putnam County 8-yard line. 3:50 to go here in the third. Milan with that 28-14 lead, trying to extend it inside the Putnam County 10. We know Ryan Dabney has the arm to get it into the end zone, but the running game has been pretty solid as well for the Wildcats. They do have that plethora of options on the offensive side. 5 seconds on the play clock. Finally breaking the huddle is Milan. They have to rush up. 3-2, and Dabney goes under center. Quick handoff to Pagan. They get it off in time, but he is stood up with nowhere to go. The Putnam County defense coming up big inside the 10-yard line. No yards gained on the Pagan rush to bring up third down and goal from the Putnam County 8-yard line.
Third down.
12 carries, 57 yards from Jamwell Pagan. The junior has been doing a good enough job so far in this one, but the Putnam County defense, especially that D-line, has come up big, and the defense is something head coach Clyde Bondi was raving about. He knows his team has a good defense, and they're showing it here. Handoff goes to Pagan, strung out far side, cuts up the middle at the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Milan! 8-yard carry, Jamwell Pagan gets into the end zone to bring Milan's lead back to 3 scores. 2:45 to go here in the third. Milan up 34-14. Eddie Gonzalez, the lefty kicker, to kick the extra point. Marcus Diaz, the holder. It's a low snap, picked up cleanly, kick is up, right through the middle. 3 for 3 today for Eddie Gonzalez. And a Putnam County player is down and injured at about the 10-yard line. 35-14, Milan's lead, 2:45 to go here in the third. They'll take a check of this injured player, but we'll be back for the kickoff. Putnam County an opportunity to respond here towards the end of the third quarter on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representing several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/career. For job opportunities. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation is a proud supporter of the Milan Wildcats and Putnam County Midgets. Nehmer Telecom members, this message is for you. Join Nehmer Telecom CEO, Board of Directors, and employees at their 61st annual meeting Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School. This year's theme is Building Better Broadband, and that's exactly what Nehmer has been doing. Doors open at 4:30 with a free dinner, followed by the annual meeting at 6:30. All members get a goodie bag and a chance to win huge cash prizes of $500, $750, or $1,000. Remember, Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
back here at Putnam County High School. Jack Hartwig, the one injured on the extra point. He's being tended to on the sideline. Favoring his right leg. So they will tend to him. As we are about to set for kickoff, Milan will be kicking off from their own 40-yard line. 35-14 is the Milan lead. 2:45 to go here in the third quarter.
The kickoff for the Wildcats, Lopez and Fowler deep for Putnam County.
Lopez, Fowler deep for Putnam County, standing at about their own 10-yard line. Gonzalez, the one kicking it off for Milan. Officials signaling they're ready to go, and they blow the whistle, and we're ready with 2:45 to go in the third. Gonzalez, the lefty again. Little squibbered on the right side. Milan trying to catch up to it. Do they get the onside kick? What do the officials say? I think they got it. They've been trying that onside kick for a while now, kicking it down the far side sidelines. It just passed that 10-yard mark. And Milan able to jump on the ball, so it will be Wildcats ball on the Putnam County 41-yard line. And 2:44 to go here in the third quarter. Milan already holding on to that 35-14 lead.
Major territory ball on the 41-yard line.
Ryan Dabney back into the huddle. 5 for 5 tonight. 177 yards and 2 touchdowns for the junior. And Putnam County wants to call a timeout here before the snap. So we'll take a break with them and be back in 60 seconds. 35-14, Milan's lead to 44 remaining in the third. We'll be back here on Kress.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Milan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Milan. Member FDIC.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Ball off the onside kick. 35-14 lead. Milan still holds on with 2:44 to go in the third. Milan still in the huddle. Jack Hartwig still getting tended to. Looked to be a right knee injury. They brought a cart over to him, making sure his knee is all right. But we're back to the action on the field. Ryan Dabney goes under center on the Putnam County 41. First and 10. Handoff. Pagan up the middle. Gets a couple of yards inside the 40 to about the 39-yard line. A 2-yard carry to bring up second and 8. Pagan now 67 yards on the ground. 14 carries and a touchdown.
The
senior now 6 touchdowns on the season. Over 600 yards on the ground as well. Second and 8 on the Putnam County 39 for Milan. Right to left go the Wildcats. Fake sweep, Dabney to pass. He heaves it. Far side sidelines. Moorhead there, and it's dropped. The pass was just short. Levi Fowler on the coverage at the 10-yard line. If Dabney had put a little more under that ball, he could have had Moorhead wide open down the sidelines into the end zone, but he underthrew him just a bit to bring up 3rd and 8 with 2:01 to go in the third. A rare Dabney miss. And again, he was looking for his favorite receiver in this game, Dre Moorhead. So Milan 3rd and 8 from the Putnam County 39. They lead 35-14 with 2:01 to go. Dabney, shotgun snap. He hands it off to Pagan. He's strung out far side, turns the corner on the sidelines across the 35. They're going to spot this at about the 36-yard line of Putnam County. Certainly not enough for the first down. And that will bring up fourth down and just about five on that three-yard carry. Pagan strung out that Putnam County defense. Did a good job of finding the ball and stringing him out as much as they could. So they're going to say fourth and six on the Putnam County 36. Looks like Milan going for it with Ryan Dabney in the shotgun. He's got Pagan to his left. Handoff again. Goes to Pagan. He rushes up the middle, has space, twists inside the 30. Will they give him the first down? They're going to spot him at about the 31. The five-yard carry, he needed six. And I don't think that will be good enough for the first down. The ball turned over on downs, back to Putnam County. Milan ahead 35-14 with 1:43 to go here in the third.
Putnam County 30-yard line.
In fact, they will give Milan that first down. They spotted him originally at the 31. They moved it forward to the 30 after a second check. So Milan, in fact, does get that first down. These officials had to double-check that. 1:26 to go. Clock continues to tick. First and 10 for Milan on the Putnam County 30 now. Handoff, Dominic Dabney up the middle. He's hit hard in front by Levi Fowler and driven back. He gained a couple of yards inside the 30, now down to the 28. That two-yard carry. Bring up second and 8. 65 seconds remaining here in the third.
The ball on the tackle for Putnam County. Joined by Phil Redding. Game of two, second down and 8.
Substitutions on the Putnam County defense. Tyrone Cassidy checking in on the defensive line. He had to get Brundage. Brundage trying to sprint off before the snap, and I don't think he was able to do it. Putnam County called a timeout just in time. Brundage was being substituted, and it was a little too late for him to run off the field as Milan rushed up to the line. They were aware of the situation, and before they could call the play, Putnam County forced to call a timeout. 40.2 seconds to go here in the third. It's second down and 8 for Milan on the Putnam County 38-yard line. Excuse me, on their Putnam County 28-yard line. 35-14 lead. I want to thank Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, online. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Putnam County State Bank of Unionville and Milan. Smith Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan. Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, serving all of Northeast Missouri. And Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Don't forget, after this game, we have the End Zone Show. J.B. Conley, the host of that one. Any coaches listening right now, call in to that one. Talk about your team, the game that you had this week. And here at this game, the rivalry, Milan and Putnam County. We're here late in the third quarter, 40 seconds to go. Milan has that 35-14 lead. Milan also has the ball on the Putnam County 28-yard line, second and 8 for the Wildcats. It's been the Ryan Dabney show so far in this one. 177 yards passing, 2 touchdowns.
Second down and 8 for the Wildcats.
As he breaks the huddle and goes under center at the line, wing T for Milan. The handoff, a pitch to Dabney. He cuts it back up middle. Dominic Dabney at the 25. Dominic and rides, falls backwards to the 26. Then, if you hear me saying Dabney's name a lot, that's because we have a Ryan Dabney, a quarterback, and a Dominic Dabney, his little brother, is the running back. A very athletic Dabney family. The coach, John Dabney, their father, their mother, Andrea Dabney, is the head men's basketball coach at Milan. And the clock will just run down here to end quarter number 3. 35-14, Milan's lead. And to start quarter number 4, it will be 3rd and 6 on the Putnam County 26. When we get back in 60 seconds, Milan, large lead, trying to go 5-0 for the first time since 2014. Here on CrestSandCentralMoInfo.com.
The right choice for your farm supply needs is Putnam County MFA Exchange in Unionville. Putnam County MFA Exchange provides you with quality products such as quality liquid feeds to improve your cattle operation. Putnam County MFA Exchange suggests injecting or pouring QLF on hay, straw, or cornstalk bales to increase protein and energy to poor quality forage. They are also a Purina dealer carrying lick tubs, mineral, and all classes of Purina feeds. Putnam County MFA Exchange of Unionville has what you need for your operation. Call 660-947-2256 for more information.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in Mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, we are the difference.
They have the ball, 3rd and 6 on the Putnam County 26-yard line. Dabney in the gun. It's going to be a screen far side to Dominic Dabney. Catches up the 20, has room to go. Inside the 20, inside the 15. That will be a first down for Mylan. This is tackled on the far side sidelines at about the 13-yard line.
Well,
so Mylan once again in business.
Ball inside the 15-yard line.
First and 10 here to start quarter number 4. It's a 12-yard run from Dominic Dabney, from his brother Ryan Dabney. Out of the huddle, first and 10 for Mylan on the Putnam County 12. Under center goes Ryan Dabney. He hands it off on a end around to Dre Moorhead. Breaks a tackle in the backfield and darts up the middle. And he won't gain much as he had to make up all the ground he almost lost.
So
bring up second down, no gain, second and 10. 11-10 remaining.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Friends, do you want to enjoy smart financial planning? You can at Putnam County State Bank, located in Unionville and Mylan, Missouri. They have the most modern banking services, including mobile banking and remote deposit capture, and offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Yes, at Putnam County State Bank, they set the pace when it comes to financial planning. Helping is what they do best. Bank with the local folks at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville and Mylan. Member FDIC. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students of the Putnam County R1 School District in Unionville are proud of their athletes for their teamwork, good sportsmanship, and hard work during every event. These same athletes show that same determination in the classroom. The Midgets are dedicated to their studies and to their future. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Putnam County R1 School in Unionville encourages all Midgets to keep up the good work in everything they do.
Pardon our technical difficulties here on Crest. It's 9:56 to go in the fourth. It will be a third down for Mylan, 3rd and 8 from the Putnam County 9-yard line. Mylan already up 35-14, trying to score once again. They've been using short passes. They had a Dominic Dabney screen for 12 yards to get them a first down on third down back at the 26-yard line. And now they're within scoring distance inside the Putnam County 10-yard line. Moving left to right on your radio dial. They're going to move this ball up. It is now 3rd and 1 on the Putnam County 4-yard line. Dabney goes under center. Turns right, hands it off to Pagan. He's forcing his way forward, lunges for the end zone, and he is not going to get it. It will be fourth down and roughly one on the 1 yard line. 9:40 to go. Clock continues to tick. Oh, they're going to give him the first down on that one. They move the ball forward just enough. Pagan now 92 yards on 16 carries. His outstretched arm was able to get him that first down. 9.5 to go in the game. 35-14 is Milan's lead. First and goal on the Putnam County one. Dabney under center. He's got Pagan behind him. Pagan gets the handoff, trying to find a hole. Lunges. Putnam County's defensive line forcing him back. I don't think he's going to get this touchdown. The ball seemed almost like it got loose for a second, too, there. But they're going to say Milan came up with it. Second down and goal. Ball still on the 1 yard line. That Putnam County defensive line coming up big with 9 minutes to go in the game. Milan up 35-14, trying to score once again. And this Putnam County defensive line has come up big in some pretty key spots. We've seen them stop Milan trying to run the ball up the middle plenty of times. And try to do it again here with their backs to the goal line. Handoff goes to Pagan again. Stopped at the goal line, but this time he had enough space to get the ball over the goal line for the touchdown. Jamwell Pagan puts Milan up 41-14 with 8:31 to go on a 1 yard touchdown run, his third of the game. So Milan was able to get an onside kick to start this all. They got the onside kick. They were able to move the ball. It lasted all the way at the end of the third quarter into the fourth, and they wasted about 3.5 minutes so far off the clock. Milan going for two. Dominic Dabney handoff into the end zone. Finds a hole for the two-point conversion. Is the Milan lead. We'll go to a break and be back in 60 seconds. 8:31 to go here in the game. Milan up big, 43-14. Putnam County with the ball when we get back.
Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation of Milan is a local pork producer who takes great pride in bringing you good food responsibly. Their employees are actively involved in and live in communities representing several area school districts who oftentimes meet each other on the field. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation reminds everyone that friendly competition is great, but to always remember good sportsmanship. Visit their website at www.smithfield.com/careers-for-job-opportunities. Smithfield Fresh Meat Corporation is a proud supporter of the Milan Wildcats and Putnam County Midgets.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Gonzalez boots it from his own 40. The lefty gets some nice air under it. Levi Fowler getting it at the 15. Maneuvering past some blockers. Over the 30, he goes to the 35. Down the far side sidelines. Angled out of bounds. At just about the 35-yard line. 20-yard return for the Putnam County quarterback, Levi Fowler. 8:24 remaining in this one. Milan up 43-14. Putnam County trying to make a little bit of a dent into this Milan lead right now. But again, time not on their side with 8:24 to go. First and 10 for the Midgets on their own 35-yard line. Putnam County moving right to left in their home. Blue uniforms, gray pants, white lettering, blue helmets. Levi Fowler from the sidelines into the huddle. The quarterback for this team has been scoring most of the points on the ground. He's got a rushing touchdown, and Brundage, his running back, has a rushing touchdown as well. In the pistol, Fowler the snap, turns to his left, fakes the handoff. Milan not fooled, and Fowler escapes a tackle in the backfield and inches forward across the 40-yard line down to the 42 for a 7-yard gain to bring up second down and 3. Fowler doing a good job escaping a backfield tackle. and getting some positive yardage out of it. He now has 62 yards on the ground off 10 carries. 5'11 senior has good leadership ability, according to his head coach, Clyde Bondi. Bondi, in his first year, as we mentioned, he was an assistant to six different coaches, taking over for the famed Dave Cavanaugh. Hand off to Brundage. He inches forward for a couple more yards to bring up third down and one on the 2 yard carry by Brundage. 32 yards off five carries for the Putnam County Junior. He also has a rushing touchdown to go with it. 7.5 to go in the game. 43-14, Milan's lead. Putnam County has the ball on their own 44, third and one. Moving right to left. Ball in the middle of the field. The Midgets hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Fowler's in the pistol. Three receivers far side. Fowler the snap. Handoff. Brundage scoots up the middle for a first down and a little bit more across the 45 to the 47-yard line. A 3 yard gain. They needed one. Got three, and that'll move the chains for Putnam County. Fowler has been throwing the ball decently well, has two interceptions. But again, he is not afraid to throw it. They use him on a lot of slants, and he's pretty consistent in the pocket. Under 7 minutes now to go in the game. First and 10 on their own 47 for Putnam County. Fowler the snap. Quarterback keeper flush near side. He turns the corner in midfield, has space inside the 45 and chopped down by Marcus Diaz at the 47-yard line. Or excuse me, the 42-yard line. He's slow to get up. He seems to be all right as he hobbles back to the huddle, favoring that right leg, but that'll be a first down and a lot more. Now Putnam County in Milan territory on the Milan 41.5-yard line. 6:45 to go in this game. Milan up 43-14. We already saw Putnam County's Jack Hartwig go down with an injury. He was helped off the field, favoring his right knee. First and 10, Putnam County. Fowler in the pistol. He's back to pass. Eyes downfield in the pocket, steps up, throws long downfield, just out of the reach of Tony Bondi at the 10-yard line. It was a nice throw from Fowler, just out of the reach. It was good coverage from Milan on the secondary side. Second and 10 for Putnam County. Clock stops at 6:24. Now Richard Rowland hobbling off, being helped by a couple of teammates. Putnam County not trying to use their timeouts here for an injury, so they hustle Rowland off, and he seems to be okay, just getting some work done, probably a cramp with his left leg. Second and 10, Putnam County on the Milan 41-yard line. 6:21 to go here in the game. 43-14 is Milan's lead. Fowler under center. Brundage behind him. In motion is Haley, and the handoff goes to Tony Bondi up the middle. Scoots forward for a couple of yards inside the 40. They're going to spot him directly on the 40-yard line. Gain of one to bring up third down and nine now for Putnam County. And again, obviously four down territory with Putnam County down so much, and obviously inside Milan territory at the Milan 40. He used all four downs here to try to make a comeback. 5:45 to go now in the game. Clock continues to tick. Fowler goes under center. Brundage behind him. Two receivers far side. Haley in motion. Handoff. Brundage up the middle. Scoots forward and spins to the 35-yard line to bring up fourth down and about three. 5:18 remains here in the game. Fourth and three for Putnam County. If the score holds, Milan will go to its first 5-0 start since 2014. Putnam County will drop to 1-4. But right now, fourth and three for Putnam County on the Milan 34. Handoff Brundage. He stopped at the line of scrimmage and brought down at the 35-yard line. That will be a turnover on downs back to Milan. With 4:53 to go here in the game. Stick around after. We'll be naming our outstanding player of the game. Brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. We will have that player of the game after this one is done in 4 minutes and 53 seconds. Milan with the 43-14 lead. See if they run the clock here as they did so well to end the second quarter. Ryan Dabney under center, handoff Pagan. He has space up the middle, lowers his shoulder, falling forward as he trucked a defender. Out across the 40 to the 41-yard line to bring up second down after the 6-yard carry, second and four. 99 yards unofficially on the ground for Jamwell Pagan.
From the 45-yard line of Milan.
Clock continuing to run under 4.5 now. Second and four from their own 41 for Milan. Ryan Dabney under center, Pagan behind him, handoff now Dominic Dabney. He scoots to the far side, trying to turn the corner. And nowhere to go. He gained probably 1 yard on that one. That will bring up third down and three. Ball on their own 42-yard line. Clock under 4 minutes now to go in the game.
Third down and three.
Some substitutions being made. Ryan Dabney comes back into the huddle after getting a play call from his head coach and father, John Dabney. Under center goes Ryan Dabney, gets the snap, turns left, hands this one off to Pagan. He gets into the secondary after a huge hole on the line of scrimmage across midfield, down to the Putnam County 47-yard line. That's good for a first down, and that will move the chains. Clock ticking at 3 minutes and 20 seconds left to go. Patient behind the line was Pagan, and he inched forward. And a huge gain, 8 yards, and he now has 107 yards on the ground on 19 carries. And don't forget to add those three touchdowns as well. Clock under three, continuing to tick, and there's going to be a timeout called as the play clock down to zero for Milan. First and 10 for the Wildcats on the Putnam County 48-yard line, going to the sidelines, getting there, telling their fans to get loud, and their fans approve of the way this Milan football team has been playing. 2:56 to go. We'll take a 30-second break and be back with the finale from this game here on Kress.
Nehmer Telecom members, this message is for you. Join Nehmer Telecom CEO, Board of Directors, and employees at their 61st annual meeting Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School. This year's theme is Building Better Broadband, and that's exactly what Nehmer has been doing. Doors open at 4:30 with a free dinner, followed by the annual meeting at 6:30. All members get a goodie bag and a chance to win huge cash prizes of $500, $750, or $1,000. Remember, Saturday, September 22nd at the Green City High School.
One, Milan has the 43-14 lead over Putnam County. Milan also has the ball on the Putnam County 48-yard line. A fresh set of downs as well for the Wildcats. Ben Wittenstein with you on Kress and CentralMoInfo.com. Just about getting set for the finale of this one. 2:56 to go. The handoff this time goes up the middle. We got the substitutes in for this one. Bryce Sinclair on the carry. We also have Michael 40, Pipes in at quarterback, the freshman, getting some time here to end this one with his team up 43-14. Clock at 2.5 to go. And at fullback is Derek DePorto. Handoff this time goes to Bryce Sinclair, and he's wrapped up in the backfield and brought down. A big loss for Milan on 2nd and 8. They're back inside their own territory on their own 48-yard line. 6-yard loss to bring up 3rd down and long.
Third and about 16.
They're going to say 3rd and 16. Clock at 2 minutes to go. Under center goes Pipes, freshman quarterback. Hands this one off to DePorto. And he inches forward for a couple of yards. 1:40 to go in this one. That will bring up 4th down. That ball placed at the Milan 49-yard line.
4th down.
With 90 seconds to go now in the game. Milan up 43-14.
4th and about 15 and a half.
Pipes getting instructions from Head coach John Dabney, the freshman, 5'7", 140 pounds. And he now goes under center. And this one's pitched to Sinclair. He's trying to find the edge in the backfield. Nowhere to go. Putnam County bumping on him. Finally rides him out of bounds at the 47-yard line. A loss of two for Milan and a turnover on downs. Back to Putnam County with 1:02 to go in the game. Don't forget, you can read this game's recap a couple hours after it's over on our website, centralmoinfo.com. We'll have the highlights as well as the full coaches' interviews that I will be getting post-game. And you can read all the game recaps that we have done for games tonight on regional radio at our website, centralmoinfo.com. So Putnam County takes over on the Milan 49-yard line. First and 10, a minute to go. Fowler back to pass. He's looking, has plenty of time. Up the middle, he heaves a rainbow pass, and it falls incomplete at the 20-yard line to bring up second and 10. Clock stops at 56 seconds. Player of the game tonight certainly will be tough. Ryan Dabney, the quarterback, 189 yards through the air, two touchdowns. Jamwell Pagan, his running back, 107 yards on the ground, 19 carries, three touchdowns. He's been a workhorse all night for the Wildcats. 56 seconds remain. Putnam County second and 10 on the Milan 49. 43-14 is the Milan lead. Fowler will keep it as he's strung out near side inside the 50 and down at the 46-yard line. A three-yard gain by Fowler. Clock stops at 49 seconds as he was pushed out of bounds. Third and six for Putnam County on the Milan 46-yard line. Fowler getting instructions from his head coach. Back into the huddle he goes. Putnam County will fall to 1-4 on the season. They'll be taking on Princeton with Mercer next week. They will be at Princeton with Mercer. Fowler the snap. Handoff is botched and it's fumbled. But it's jumped on by Putnam County to bring up fourth down and now long in Putnam County territory. Botched handoff. Will Whitney had control, but he knocked it forward. So with 30 seconds left, Putnam County will probably be able to run the ball or run the clock down. The play clock at 20 and the game clock at 19. So there will be time for Putnam County to just wind this thing down and finish it off. 43-14. Milan will come out the victors in this one. They will move to 5-0 on the season. The first time they have started 5-0 since 2014. They lost that year in the district championship. So we'll see what Milan has in store for the rest of the year. Certainly things looking promising for the Wildcats. 43-14, the final score. We'll take a quick break and be back with final stats and player of the game in 60 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
is the final here from Putnam County High School. Milan gets the win to move to 5-0. Putnam County with the loss goes to 1-4 on the season. Ben Wittenstein with you back here taking a check of the final stats. and they were some pretty good ones for Milan. Ryan Dabney, their junior quarterback, 189 yards passing. He was 6-for-7, 2 touchdowns. Jamal Pagan, the running back, 107 yards, 19 carries, 3 touchdowns. Receiving-wise, Dre Moorhead, tremendous job, a wide receiver, 2 touchdowns, 109 yards, and 4 catches. Think about that, 4 catches, 101 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He had some tremendous plays. They ran him out on a wheel route a couple of times. He was wide open. On the Putnam County side, Fowler, 4-for-6, 2 interceptions, 75 yards. Torque Brundage had 58 yards on 7 carries and a touchdown, and Levi Fowler had a rushing touchdown as well, and 62 yards on 10 carries. Those are the final stats. The player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. I think we have to give this one to Ryan Dabney. Had some tremendous throws, 2 touchdowns for the junior, 189 yards passing. So we will give it to the junior, Ryan Dabney. And he will be our insurance, our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. So that'll about wrap it up here from Putnam County High School. 43-14 is your final score. Milan gets the win to move to 5-0. They take on Trenton next week. Putnam County will play Princeton with Mercer. For everyone back in the studio, Jeremy, thanks for board hopping this one. I'm Ben Wittenstein. Have a good rest of your Friday night, and tune in for the End Zone Show right after this.
Be listening again for top football action on Superstation Crest.